Welcome to Evolution of Self with me, Britannia, consciousness coach and trainer, advanced Ho'oponopono practitioner and general consciousness explorer. In this podcast, I'm going to cover everything that you will need to know to make the shift from a life of automated survival into one of conscious self-awareness. Join me for an insightful, fun and real program with tools and insights that you can take away and apply directly to your own life. Hello. In the last couple of episodes, I've been speaking to you about living without regrets and discovering the values that you have in life and how they can direct you to choices and things like that, and also how they can be used in living without regrets. And in between those sort of recording those episodes and today, I was driving with my cousin and I was just mulling over this living without regrets. And I came across something else that can help you to live without regrets. So I thought I would share it with you. So what I quite often do when I have a decision to make or when I'm thinking of choices in life that might have lasting implications is that I imagine myself 5 years from now and I ask myself, would I even remember the choices that I made this day? For instance, in deciding to go and see my father, rather than stay and work, would I remember the work that I did and the money that I earned? Or would I remember having spent time with my father? And I know instantly what that choice would be. I will always remember the time I've spent with my father. I remember holidays we've shared together. I remember phone calls we've had. And I love my work incredibly and ever so dearly. But I most likely wouldn't sit there and remember a piece of work I did 5 years ago. And the same goes for all sorts of things. And I even use the same thing when choosing presents for people for Christmases and birthdays for those that I love. I realise sort of looking back, if I was to think of a Christmas that I had 5 years ago, I very rarely remember exactly what gifts I got. But I will remember the time that I spent with my family and friends. So for me, something that's very important to realise when trying to live without regrets is that time spent with people, memorable time, is so much more important than things that we get, things that give us a moment of happiness, things that make us feel a little bit secure right now in the moment. Those things are very forgettable, but the time we've spent with those that we love is memorable and it's there for your entire lifetime. So when living without regrets, it's very important to look either 5 years ahead or 5 years back to try and see what choices you make now, whether in 5 years' time you will care about those choices, or whether the other choice that you might not think is as important is actually the one that you will remember, regret, cherish, or whatever it is. Because quite often the ones that we don't think are pressing, that aren't survival needs, are the things that actually are the most important thing to us. It was a very short little episode today. I'll put links to the other episodes that I mentioned in the show notes below, as well as links to some of my online courses and to my website where you can connect with me should you want to engage me in coaching. Have a fabulous week and I will see you again next week. Don't forget to subscribe or like, as it helps to share the messages that I share. Lots of love from me to you. Bye-bye.